You're listening to the FLE Show 93.9 FM Smithers Community Radio. And what's our theme today?
I don't have my mic on.
You don't?
I got it. I think, no, did you bring up my mic?
Are you recording that?
Yeah.
Mic three?
Yeah.
Your guys' mic is on.
Oh, okay.
So, we've got guests. You going to introduce them, please?
Jude and Willow.
Cool.
Hi.
And?
Hi.
There you go. All right. The theme you asked, and I looked it up. Today's day is a celebration of the family. And it's also Chocolate Chip Day.
So you get to listen to songs about chocolate.
That gets some interest.
Yeah.
And family.
Yum,
yum, yum.
So we'll start off with family stuff, and I'll see if I can try to find a chocolate chip song. We're going to start off with... You ready?
I'm ready. You need to...
What is that?
Have you ever seen Barney before?
Oh, yeah. I heard a song about him, and it goes like this. I hate you, you hate me, let's team up to kill Barney with a big shotgun. Barney's on the floor, no more purple dinosaur.
Yes. There is a love and hate relationship with Barney. Barney loves everybody. And you're gonna hear that from this guy right here. Barney was like, I don't know, he's in the 80s or something.
A family is loved by Barney.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Oh, my friends are just like my family.
And you're just like family to us, Barney.
Hey, I remember a song about family that we all used to sing together.
Oh, I know what song you're thinking about. Oh, a family is people and a family is love. That's a family. They come in all different sizes and different kinds. But mine's just right for me. Yeah, mine's just right for me. Are just like my family.
And you're just like family to us, Barney.
You just started over.
I remember a song about family that we all used to sing together.
Yeah, started over.
I know what song you're
No, you clicked.
I can't
hear.
Started over.
Oh, a family
is
No, you started it over. Somebody did.
Okay.
Because it just restarted.
And you're just like family to us, Barney.
I thought it was so good, we should see it again.
No.
You didn't do that on purpose.
Oh, okay. No, actually, I think it was like two lined up in a row. That's why I didn't do that. I think it was just like they stacked the same song twice. Anyway, point is that that's Barney, everybody. And now you know...
I don't like Barney.
I do.
You can line...
I do.
There's people who love him and people who hate him. And there's everybody in between. There you go. All right, ready? We're going to go into a more an adult song called from Sister Sledge. And it's called We Are the Family. Ready?
What's Sister Sledge? Is it a band?
It's the name of a band. But it's an old band. You ready? Sister Sledge. I don't know if they're all sisters, actually. But that was 1979. You know, I was only 9 years old when that song came out.
No.
Yeah. That makes me old. So, who's got sisters? Anybody? I got a sister. Nobody's got a sister?
No.
What? Okay.
No.
Do you want sisters? I'll give you
no.
mine.
No.
Mine's
available.
My mom
has a stepsister.
Oh, yeah.
Yours?
Just one or more than one?
My mom has a sister.
Doesn't your, because there's Andy. Do you have any other aunts? You do?
She's like my step aunt, she's the people who my auntie lived with.
Oh, yeah. Right. And that's part of your family. Because
yeah.
You have, right. You've
you
got,
have to get closer to the mic when you speak with them.
That's okay. We got it. I heard it. I think if I heard it, then other people can hear it too. All right, just moving around the microphone makes it kind of thumpy.
It does.
All right, let's stick with in the old days here. All right, here we go. This is another older song. This is by a band called The Intruders. It's new to me. Oh, and by the way, they're all dancing. And they're just singing this song live, and they're doing it in front of all these people dancing.
Bought me in the
So,
why?
Because this song goes on for like 6 minutes. Oh, there we go.
No.
They might be just talking about their mother.
No, just
keep it going.
Yeah, we have to take you home, man. You're tired of it, man.
Oh, better, better than that. Lord,
hey, but listen.
Yeah.
Remember when we used to run around there, steal a hubcap off the car?
What you talking about? His batteries?
We lucky we didn't get busted, man.
Listen. Then I say, here comes the fun.
Hey, bro, what color was you coming today?
That Tenderloin.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. But dig this here.
Yeah.
Now, see, when all that gang war was going on, I'll tell you one thing I never forget.
That was that.
See, when I got home, first thing I would hear is,
what?
Bam!
Yeah.
Where you been, boy?
That's it. That's it.
Yeah. That's fine. I say, I was out with Sonny Bird and Lil Sonny.
Put it all on us.
Yeah. I had to put it on somebody.
Hey, Phil, what your mama say?
She said, boy, now I'm gonna tell you.
What?
You know you getting big now.
Yeah.
You gotta watch the things that you doing out in that street.
Right.
And you go to jail.
Right.
And I'm gonna tell you something, man. Mama wasn't wrong.
No.
But what about Papa? Oh, we ain't talking about Papa.
No, man. Papa was all right.
Papa was hanging out, you know.
Hanging out.
I think Papa was drinking more wine than we used to. I know my papa did.
Yeah.
My papa hung right on with you, boy.
Yeah.
Stay out all night. Come on, clothes all wrinkled up. Lip balls all on them.
Hey, son. How about when your mom cook them good home-cooked bits today?
Mr. Green?
Oh, man.
That's okay. That went long, and that gives us time to eat our cronuts, right?
Uh-huh.
Thanks to your mom for bringing cronuts, Willow. Thumbs up to Amanda. All right. That goes out to Mother's Day. It was just like last weekend, right? Did you guys do anything fun for Mother's Day?
We got a chocolate cake.
We got a chocolate cake for Mom. What do you do for your moms? One mom was away, right?
Me and my brother made her breakfast.
Yes.
What do you make?
Yeah, good question.
An egg sandwich and then a coffee.
Hey, that's actually really good. That could be kind of tricky. That's good. Did you make it so that the egg, did you flip it over? Sunny side? Did like fried it just by itself? Did you boil it? How do you do the egg?
My mom helped us make the egg the night before, and then all we had to do was put it in the microwave.
Oh, that's good. That's a good way of doing it. Willow, did you do anything for your mom?
I don't remember. I don't really think that many things. My dad might have done some things, but I don't remember.
I'm sure he did.
Oh, yeah, I did make her a card at the end of the day.
That's good. And we did that too, didn't we? Made a card. All right. Well, that one goes out to all the moms out there. And then let's go into another song about families. This one comes from a movie.
Encanto?
Have you seen this movie?
I've seen it maybe like...
It's Encanto.
3 or 4 times.
Whoa, jeesh. Okay, you must like it.
I've seen it once.
I think I've seen it once. But I liked it.
I've seen it once.
And it's a lot about families. Ready for it?
Well, I watched it at the movie theater.
Hey, what's my gift topic?
My cousin's ceremony is tonight.
What's his gift?
We're gonna find out.
What's your gift?
Who's asking?
Us?
Well, us. I can't just talk about myself. I'm only part of the amazing Madrigals. You're not gonna leave me alone, are you? Casita, help me out. Drawers! Floors! Doors! Let's go! This is our home, we've got every generation.
own design. This is my family, a perfect constellation. So many stars and everybody gets to shine. Whoa! Let's be clear up while I run this show. Whoa! She led us here so many years ago. Whoa! And every year our family blessings grow. There's just a lot you simply got to know. So, welcome to Family Madrigal. The home of the family Madrigal. We're on our way. Where all the people are fantastical, the magical. I'm part of Family Madrigal.
Oh my gosh, it's them! What are they saying?
I can't remember all the
I don't know who is who.
All right, relax.
It's physically impossible to relax.
That's everything. What are your powers?
Just tell us what everyone can do.
And that's why coffee's for grown-ups.
Might be a bad mom, her mood affects the weather. When she's unhappy, well, the temperature gets weird. Might be a Bruno.
We don't talk about Bruno.
They say he saw the future. One day he disappears.
Oh!
And that's why Mom Lietta hears her deal.
Whoa!
The truth is she can heal you with a meal.
Whoa!
Her recipes are remedies for real. If you're impressed, imagine how I feel, Mom. Welcome to the family, Madrigal. The home of the family, Madrigal.
Hey, coming through!
I know it sounds a bit fantastical and magical, but I'm part of Family Madrigal. Two guys fell in love with Family Madrigal. And now they're part of
the Family Madrigal.
Silvio Felix married Pepa, and my dad married Julieta. That's how Abuela became an
Abuela Madrigal.
Let's go.
We swear to always help those around us and earn the miracle that somehow found us. The town keeps growing, the world keeps turning, but work and dedication will keep the miracle burning, and each new generation must keep the miracle burning.
Wait, who's a sister and who's a cousin?
There's so many people!
How do you keep them all straight?
Okay. So many kids in our house, so let's turn the sound up. You know why? I think it's time for a grandkids round up.
Grandkids round up!
Cousin Dolores can hear a pin drop. Camilo shapeshifts, Antonio gets his gift today. My older sisters,
Isabella and Luisa.
One strong, one graceful, perfect in every way.
Isabella.
Grow the flowers, the town goes wild.
Isabella.
She's a perfect golden child.
Lisa.
And Lisa's
Lisa.
Super strong.
Lisa.
The beauty and the brawn do no wrong.
It's the daddy.
Mommy Abuela.
That's life in the family, Madrigal.
Whoa.
Now you know the family, Madrigal.
Whoa.
Where all the people are fantastical and magical.
Whoa.
That's who we are in the family, Madrigal.
Adios.
Oh, but what's your gift?
Well, I gotta go the life of a Madrigal.
Oh.
But now you all know the family Madrigal.
Oh.
I never meant this to get autobiographical.
Oh.
Who's just to review the family Madrigal?
Let's what about
it's once with Abuela and then the Agrafa, she handles the weather. My mom Julieta can make you feel better with just one out of that. My dad Agustin, well, he's actually in pro, but he's mean. Well, hey, you said you wanna know what everyone does. I got sisters and cousins and
Mirabella.
My primo Camilo won't stop until he makes you smile today. Cousin Dolores can hear this whole corner's a mile away.
Mirabella.
My sister Mariana, well, you can marry my sister if you wanna. Between you and me, she's kind of a prima donna. You always took too much to thank you, but I really gotta
Mirabella.
Go. My family's amazing.
Mirabella.
And I'm in my family, so.
Mirabella.
What are you doing?
They were just asking about the family and...
She was about to tell us about her super awesome gift!
Oh, Mirabel didn't get one.
Bing.
Did she? Didn't she have a gift?
No, she didn't. She that's where she was trying to hide it.
And then
one of them's just like, oh, Mirabella didn't have a gift.
That was the one who could hear a mile away.
Yeah, which one of those gifts would you like the best?
Probably shapeshifting.
The shapeshifting was pretty cool.
I can't choose between three. The shape-shifting,
uh-huh.
The
no,
flower one,
flower.
And the hearing no, super far away.
No, I'll do shape-shifting because then yep. I could shape-shift into the strong guy and then...
Fair. Okay. That'd be kind of covering all of them.
But would you come with the actual strength?
Yeah, you just look like them.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, you might just look like you're strong but actually not be strong. Probably... I would want to be the one that could heal anything just by eating the things that you cook.
You could, like, if you're the shape-shifting one, you could just do the best April Fool's Day pranks.
Like what? Like what would... Give me an example.
Like turning into the grandma.
That's a good one. You could trick a lot of people. Oh my, like, that'd be really tricky. No,
turning into the grandma than being all crazy.
Huh. That'd be a crazy April Fool's joke.
Or all you could pretend to be Santa Claus.
That's funny. Or a reindeer, for that matter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you could turn into a reindeer. Turn into a reindear.
Oh,
this would be the funniest thing.
Hey, look.
In your
Wonka World of Your Own. SpongeBob.
This would be the funniest thing. Go into your clothes and then turn into some type of weird animal, and then go to your parents' room and say, like, hi, what time is it?
I got breakfast for you. Hee-haw.
No, like you're an animal that barfs up the food for their young.
Like a bird.
And then you go in. Uh-huh. I got breakfast for you.
That would be the funniest.
Yeah.
And then you poo on their head.
Ew. Let's not do that. Okay, got another song.
We have to
say goodbye to Willow. Willow's got to go to her dance lessons. Say goodbye to Willow.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Willow.
And bye from
thanks
me.
For the stuff.
Thanks, yeah.
Thanks for the cronuts.
And those donuts were good. This is the band, The Cranberries. Ode to my family.
Ike.
All right, that was the Cranberries.
Ike, Ike.
I have a feeling that you're stuck. We're losing our host. Our host is losing his mind. But he's our host still, right? And we gotta pull off this show. Got just maybe one more song. I'm not gonna do the song I was going to do.
Peaches.
I think I'm gonna do a song from.
What song were you gonna do?
A song called Grandma's Hands. But I'm gonna do.
Why aren't you gonna?
Because I don't think we have the patience to make it all the way through it.
Please.
If you want it, but I also have one called.
Peregrip chocolate chip.
Chocolate chip cookie music video.
Yeah, do that. Look at it. There's a weird duck on the picture.
Okay. By Tubby Nugget. So I have never heard this before. If it's terrible, we'll stop it. But we're going to try it out.
Okay? I like songs that are like, do-do-do-do-do, chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets. Yeah, that's what I was hoping. I was kind of hoping it was like a chicken nuggy song.
Yeah, let's see. Like
what
like
makes
that.
Special K Red Berries so special?
Boom.
The 11 vitamins and minerals?
Here we go.
Oh, I and know.
Here it goes.
Life without you is just like chocolate chip cookies without chocolate chips. It's just flour. And flour makes chocolate chip cookies, but you need the chocolate chips to make the cookies better. And I'm probably missing some steps. But that's how you make chocolate chip cookies with you. And life without you is like my favorite fries, but fries without any salt, it's potatoes. And potatoes are good, but then they're better with flavor, just like you make my life that much greater. And I'm probably missing some steps, but that's how you make life so much better with you. Chocolate chip cookies without chocolate chips, it's just flour. And flour makes chocolate chip cookies, but you need the chocolate chips to make the cookies better. And I'm probably missing some steps, but that's how you make chocolate chip cookies with you. Yeah.
Watch another one.
Let's
wrap like it up. That one?
We'll wrap up the show.
Did you like that one?
Yeah, that was funny.
It's exactly what you were looking for, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. We'll play some stuff off the air. But you should say goodbye to everybody.
Goodbye.
Bye, everybody in the world.
Oh, that's a lot of people.
The sponsor I want to thank is Mountain Eagle Books.
Boom.
I like Mountain Eagle Books.
Boom.
Thanks for listening to
The Evoli Show 93.9 FM Smithers Community Radio.
And thanks for coming out, Jude. Bye, everybody.
Bye.